Hello.
Hi, Willie. It's Kyle at Local Splash again.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks. Are you okay to talk now, or?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so it's just a couple of questions just so we can make sure we set up everything correctly. The first thing is, I did send a text and an email last week with a link to download the Yelp business app.
You might have to do this for a second. Just try to clean up the rest of this while I'm on the phone with this guy. Come on, son, I need your help for a second. All right. Yeah, I'm walking over here where I can hear you, and then we'll try to figure it out.
No worries. And you can let me know when you're ready.
Alrighty, yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, perfect, yeah. So the first thing is I just sent a text message and an email last week with a link to download the Yelp business app. Did you get that already? I can send it again, it's fine. It will send you a text as well. It's just to have that app downloaded. You can't log in just yet. We'll send you the login details once we've launched the campaign later on. But yeah, I just send it now as well. You can just download that app when you have a moment.
You send it through a text message?
Yeah, I sent it through a text. Oh, hang on. I think I may have sent it to the wrong number. Just give me 1 second. Oh yeah, sorry, I didn't send it to this number. Let me just send it again. Okay, I just sent it through.
Alright.
You might have it over at... You haven't done Yelp ads before, right?
No.
No, okay. So you probably won't have it then. So it's just the Yelp business app, that's where the leads will come through. So if you just download it ready, we don't have credentials for you just yet, but once we've launched, then you'll get an email to set up your password and everything like that.
All right, then. So it's Yelp for business app?
Yes. Good to have it ready, yeah.
Yep, it's downloading. So
okay,
you guys haven't actually launched it yet?
No, I will launch it now once I'm done. We'll launch it today, just after this call, shortly after the call. And then once it's launched, then you'll get an email from Yelp to set up a password to log into that app. Yeah. So there's just a few things just so we have all the right info to like make sure the campaign's set up correctly and everything. So the first thing is with the business, with Yelp, there's something that's called a call to action where it just has like a button. And normally we put like some sort of a promotion there. Like some people do 10% off for new customers or something like that. Do you have any promotion that we can use and put on there that you have at the moment?
Yeah, you can do, let me see, I guess you could do,
well, even free estimates, some of our clients do free estimates as well, yeah.
You can do, fall discount 10%.
10% discount. Okay, perfect. That's great.
Instead of that, put free estimates will be. Will beat anybody's price. And will beat other contractors' price.
Okay, that sounds good, actually. Thank you. Okay, perfect. And then, let me just go on to the Yelp listing here as well. And then in terms of your, targeting, like the areas that you focus on. We obviously have your other profile, like your Google Business profile of your service areas. So Yelp allows us to do either a mile radius up to 25 miles from home base for you, or we can have 25 like cities, counties, or towns or zip codes. So is there any particular areas that you want to focus on, or are you fine with a radius?
The radius will be fine for now.
Okay.
And I might
set
up, like, you can always switch that, can't you?
Yes, of course. Yeah. So if you do want to change it later on, to focus on something more specific, we can, do that as well. Let me just, I just want to go onto the listing just real quick. Just give me 1 second. To make sure we have everything on here. Okay, well, I'm doing that. And then in terms of your services that you offer, just give me a second. I'm just trying to load this up properly here. So you're obviously a paving contractor, and then do you do all materials?
Yeah, we do all materials. We do concrete, we do asphalt millings.
And so you do installation this isn't necessarily for the keywords on the ad, it's just for the Yelp profile to make sure it's updated. So for under installation, they've got like drywall, exterior walls, interior walls. Do you do everything, or is there only specific things that you'll do, like driveways or?
Yeah, we just do driveways and parking lots and roadways.
Okay. Okay. So no steps, retaining walls, no patio, porches, terraces, no walkways. Okay, that's fine. And then the material is asphalt, right? And then do you do like brick, concrete, or, concrete, yes, but do you do brick or gravel or stamped concrete, stone, textured concrete?
Just concrete and asphalt.
Okay. Cinder block. No, okay. Stone, and then do you offer the repairing services as well, or is it just installation?
We do some repair work too, yeah.
Okay, alright. So that would just be on driveways then, and then asphalt and concrete. Okay, and then there's obviously seal coating that you do as well.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, just wanted to make sure. So now with the with Yelp Ads, so with the app that you've downloaded, once you're logged in, that's where most of the leads will come through via message. With Yelp Ads, a lot of the leads, well, most of the leads will come through via message. Some of the leads will leave a phone number for you that where you can call them back. Some of them won't, and they want to recover. Then you just reply to the messages within the business app. Now, Yelp does prioritize the businesses that do respond quicker to those messages. So it is important to respond to them as soon as possible. They do recommend within 10 minutes. They also show the response time on the ad as well, because people have higher intent, so it's just better to respond quickly to those people. And some of them will have a phone call, so a number to phone them back on, and then some won't. And then in terms of access to the app, to the person responding, will it just be you, or does somebody else need access as well?
No, my son would need access too.
Okay, perfect. So I would just need his name and then email address, and then we can set him up on there as well.
His name is, he's Junior, Willie Burton, but he's just Junior and I'm Senior.
Got it. Okay. So Junior. And then the email address?
What's your email?
Or if you want to text it over, that's fine as well.
He's trying to figure that out. on this app, it's saying create a business account for free, log in your business account. Which one do I
click? Yeah, you don't do anything yet. You will go to log in, but you don't have login details just yet. So once we've launched the campaign, you'll get an email from Yelp to set that up, and then you'll be able to log in. So, yeah, don't create anything new. We've already got the listing. And then once we've set up on our side, then you'll get an email to set up the credentials to then log into the app.
Okay. Can you add photos to the app and stuff like that?
Yes. You can either upload them yourself to Yelp, or you can send them through to us as well, and then we can publish it to all of your listings. You can either email it to us or put it on the local Splash dashboard, or if you do want to just put something on Yelp, then you're welcome to do that as well. Do you have new images or something that you want to share with us already so that we can use those, or?
I'd have to go through and get some.
Okay.
So I got some on my phone, but I would just need to sit down and I guess I can call you back with that.
Yeah, that's fine. We can use what we have for the moment, and then whenever you do have new images, we can just update them. It will be best if you could, instead of texting them over, just to email them over, because sometimes the quality goes down a bit when we receive texted images. So that's fine. I just wanted to see here. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah,
so you
I might
said
have
it was,
to just get back with you with his email, too.
Okay, no, that's fine. That's okay. I just wanted to check the sealing, the sealing and resealing. Is that something you do as well for driveways?
Yeah.
Okay. And staining?
No staining.
No staining. Okay, I just want to make sure we've got everything right here. So we've got sealing and resealing on driveways only, and then we'll put keywords in, because you said it's driveways and then parking as well.
Yeah,
okay, and it's concrete and asphalt. Okay, and then in terms of the design of the driveway, is that something that you do as well, or?
Yeah, we design.
Okay, perfect. And then, design and driveway, and then okay, perfect. So what I will do, I'll send you a text. You can respond to that text with the link to the Yelp listing with his email address when you get it, and then we can add him later on, but we can still add you in the meantime when we set it up now, because I have your email address already, so that's fine. Okay. All right, well, do you have any, before I let you go, do you have any questions at all at the moment, or?
That should be it. So I know it's a monthly fee. Does that fee already start it? With the monthly cycle, or does it start once we get everything completed?
Let me just see here. Okay, so basically how it works, you've already paid $4.99, which is the monthly budget for Yelp ads. So going forward, each month that you'll get billed for the ad spend of that month, it is normally, if you have an add-on for the full month, it would normally be $4.99. But if it's only like 10 days or 12 days, if we launch today, then it would only be like 2 weeks or so that you'll be billed for going forward. So you always, the budget always replenishes at the beginning of the month to the full amount for the month. And then if in August you want to pause for 1 week, then obviously you'll be billed a little bit less in September because the ad was off for 1 week.
Okay. So basically where I've already paid the $4.99 and I haven't, it's been a week or so. So my next bill, it would be a little bit less than $4.99.
Yes, the bill in September would just be for the 10 days to bring your budget back up to the full $4.99 for September.
All right.
Yeah.
All righty then. I got the app, but you said I need to check my text messages for the credentials to sign
yes.
in.
Yeah, you'll get that a little bit later today once I've set everything up on our side. And then I tell Yelp to, once it's launched, to add you, and then you'll get an email address. You'll get an email to set the password up for to log into the app.
Okay. And
yeah.
My website and everything, I was voted number one through Google and Better Business Bureau. And I guess you can add Yelp to it, but can you put that on like where you're saying free estimates and stuff? Make that a banner.
Yeah, that's quite a small a section. So with Yelp, you can only use like the reviews from Yelp, if that makes sense. You can't use other endorsements or credentials that you have. Like even some people, it's not something that's shown on Yelp. It's only the Yelp reviews that will be shown. And then where it does say free estimates, it's only the it's a very limited space. But you can put updates
on there.
You
ain't got to put all that. I just want to make it known that we're number one in the area. So if you can just put that, just put vote at number one in the area.
Yes. Yeah, we can create a post that will show on the page of that. Absolutely. That's great.
Yeah, just as long as they can see that, because we was voted number one through all them. But long as, you know, then they can look it up from there, just put vote at number one for the area.
Yes. Okay. That's fine. And I just want to see if there was another, because we've got a category on your Yelp listing. The category is, Masonry or Concrete. But I wanted to see, because you said parking lots as well. I wanted to just see if they actually had a parking option here. Let me just see.
Yeah, it's more for asphalt. We do concrete work, but we do a whole lot more asphalt. So Masters of Asphalt instead of concrete.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. All right, I will also just run this through with our Yelp team, Yelp rep as well, when I'm creating the campaign. But yeah, that's fine. We're okay for now then, and then I'll let you know once we've set everything up and once they've triggered the email to you to set up the password, and then you can just send over your son's email address when you have that.
All righty, yep, I'll get back with you. Once I receive the text message you're talking about, I'll probably call back and make sure I'm using it right. Go over.
No worries. Yeah, that's fine. Perfect.
And anybody be able to help me with that, or should I ask for you?
It's an email that's sent, and it's literally a link that you click, and then you set up your password, and it takes you to the app, and then you'll be in. But you can ask for me, and they'll put you through if I'm available. If not, I'll have to call you back. But it's just me that actually takes care of Yelp Ads and my colleague at the moment. So if you do have trouble with it, then I'll be calling you anyway once it's been done, just to check that you've got it and everything. So.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, what was your name?
Oh, my name is Kyle.
Kyle. All right. All righty, Kyle. Well, it sounds good. I appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you so much. I hope you have a good day, and I'll speak to you again a bit later on.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.